Certainly been a lot of discussion about the lockout laws.
Yes, Newcastle lockout laws have been in place, as we know now, for 13 years, but they're soon to be lifted as part of a 12-month trial. Lockout laws were first introduced in Newcastle back in 2008, and it was all in an effort basically to try and curb the rising incidence of alcohol fueled violence. We know recently as well, the state government's recently scrapped lockout laws in Sydney and King's Cross, and now possibly could be the same here in Newcastle. So we thought we'd get the man himself, the Australian Hotels Association Newcastle and Hunter President, Rolly DeWitt, on the line to have his say.
Rolly, good morning. You're obviously happy about this. Ooh, whoops, a daisy. And what has happened there? Good morning, Rolly.
Good morning, Richard.
You're happy about this decision by the New South Wales government?
Oh, yes, we certainly welcome the decision, which undoubtedly will provide, I think, a much-needed boost to our local nighttime economy.
And now, this is a trial, as I understand it. Is that right?
That's correct. Mm. It's a trial, which we don't know the start date at this stage, but it'll be sometime mid-year.
Do you think as a result, though, Rolly, it will attract more visitors into the city?
I think it'll change people's attitude towards Newcastle. I think there's too many people that think that we have an issue with alcohol and our nighttime economy. It'll shake off the connotation that we have a problem and we need a solution.
Wayne Humphrey, the Newcastle Police Commander, was reported last month as saying that axing the lockouts would be absolute lunacy until the inner city's rates of alcohol violence matched the state average. And they're still above the state average, as I understand it, Rolly.
Yes. So if you do look at statistics, it does say that that we're above. But if we're above the state average, and we've been above the state average with the lockouts in place, that says that we need to now look at a different solution. It obviously hasn't worked for Newcastle.
And right. A lot of struggles, obviously, with the pubs and clubs, as we know, especially during the coronavirus pandemic. So, yes, as you mentioned earlier, very welcoming news.
Yes, so many of them haven't actually opened. And we've got to think back to the times that it was introduced. The attitude towards alcohol, towards antisocial behaviour was completely different. If we go back 13 years, we didn't carry a mobile phone with a camera. We now have opportunities to capture what goes on in the city, to bring about social change. We're intolerant of antisocial behaviour. There's more CCTV. People can use their phone to get transport. We have Uber now. You can call your mum and dad if you get stranded, whereas back in the days you didn't have your mobile phone and you had to walk home. That created problems.
And we've seen the rise of quite a few small bars now. Do you think that's a transition that will continue?
I do. I think this is the thing we've been calling for a long time, which is diversification in the offering of entertainment venues. There needs to be smaller venues and we need to encourage people to visit those small venues.
And obviously, Rolly, it'll lead to more jobs, which is another positive move.
Exactly. This is part of what we are trying to do. The hospitality industry is so important as an employer in our local region.
Right. Now, this affects venues in the CBD and Hamilton, but that's all as I understand it. They were the only ones that were impacted by the lockout laws?
Correct, that's right. So over the years, a few of them have closed. So it's only six or seven of the venues in the inner city area that will be affected.
All right. But at this stage, no date yet for the start of this six-month trial?
No, we haven't been notified at this point, Richard.
All right. Thanks for your time, Rolly. Have a safe and a happy Easter.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you.
Rolly DeWitt, local representative of the Australian Hotels Association. Yes.
It basically means people will be able to enter venues up until closing time, liquor trading until 3:30 a.m. and shots, cocktails and straight spirits can now be served past 10 o'clock at night.
Yep. It was a big announcement yesterday. Victor Dominello, the New South Wales Customer Service Minister, there was a press conference with Newcastle MP Tim Crackenthorpe, and also Liberal Parliamentary Secretary for the Hunter, Taylor Martin, and also One Nation MP Mark Latham, who was a part of the committee looking at the subject of these trials and the lockout laws.
I can't believe it's been 13 years.
Yes.
Yes, and I think a lot has changed.
Well, Rowley's right. You know, the pervasive CCTV cameras, they're everywhere now. Everybody has a mobile phone. Mm. It's a lot easier to get transport. There are a lot more options, and that was one of the problems.
There's a big tourism boost to the region too. You're going to get people from Sydney and other states now wanting to, you know, come into the region.
It's a trial, so
we see how it goes. So, you know, some people may be up in arms about it, but it's just a trial. So we'll see how it goes, but
I think it's
positive.
And more on that coming up. But as Rowley said, they haven't yet given a date as to when the trial will start.
They're saying mid-year, and that's all the reports are.